talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, September the 30th, 2022, 9:30, 22, 15 minutes past the hour, and you're tuned into the Exchange Club. Linda Sims is out this week on vacation, so I asked Abby to come back for week number two, and she'll be here as often as she can be because she loves to come on the new Facebook Live technology that we have with radio. And this is funny because I'm not going to go through the whole story again because I did it earlier on, and we've talked about this for like 2 years now to get to today. But here's the funny thing. She walked in, and the first thing she did was sit down and knock over a cup that has been sitting there forever filled with American flags. So here's my take on this whole situation. Either she's scared to death that she's going to lose, or she's clumsy. Now, either way, this plays into my favor today for the big competition that's going to happen after 12:30. So you're going to have to stay tuned for this. Oh, and by the way, I do want to thank, also during the break there, Phyllis and Larry for bringing in peppers and tomatoes and all kinds of stuff for me. I thank them for that, and there you go. And remember, you can listen not only on Facebook Live, you can tune in to the TuneIn app, which is absolutely free on any mobile device, or smart television, or Google Dot, or Alexa, or laptop, whatever you have. TuneIn app, download it, search WWGH. Why are you smiling? Are you smiling because of the camera?
No.
Trying to show people you're a nice person. See, I was condescending again. It's already started. In any event, we have that, and then we have, the website, WWGH1071.com. Go to the website. It streams live there, and you can also get show archives on the website, dating back to 1894 when we started. The other day somebody said to me, they said, we were talking about death. It was a real uplifting conversation. I was talking about death with somebody, and they said, they were very profound about it. And they said, you go on in the minds of your family. And I said, well, that's not really what I'm interested in, because 6,000 hours later, I'll be around forever. So where am I going to go? I'll turn on your mic now. How you doing, Abby?
Doing good, Scott.
The mic goes close to your mouth. Now, I don't mean to point that out in a rude way, but to be heard...
Why was it moved?
Well, I thought you'd fix that I was doing my little monologue
there. I was too busy knocking over cups.
Okay, now let's start here. Number one, this whole condescending thing. Trish, a dear friend Trish, called in, and I just discussed the whole condescending. You don't take how I talk to you as condescending.
I mean, no, not usually. Sometimes I get to that point where I'm like... snippy about it, maybe.
Well, see, here's the deal. Because she said you never talk like that to anybody else. And I think that's why it sounds condescending. Because I'm normally, interviews, whatever, I'm friendly. But when you come in, there's this thing that comes over me where I think it's our personalities are diametrically opposed. Although we do see eye to eye on a lot of things.
True.
It's just personality-wise... they're diametrically opposed, but it's also great chemistry because people like to listen to that jibber jabber. So that's all it is.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
you disagreed, right?
I agree.
Couldn't just say yes.
I agree. For you, I haven't known a different you. That's how you've always talked to me. So I hear how you are on the radio, right? It's true. You
See,
have
that's
always
not
talked
true.
To me.
I have not always talked... The first time we met, it was you and I in an office for 3 hours alone. Just you and me.
Yeah.
And you thought I was friendly. I know you did, because you were showing me things of a personal nature at that time.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't even the first day. That was like... That was not the first day.
Well, clearly
day.
You opened up.
It was... Yeah, I for sure. Like, Yeah.
So you didn't think I was a jerk. If I'd come in condescending for 3 hours, you would have said, man, that's a jerk.
No, maybe. No, the first day you weren't.
There you go.
But, you know, I don't know how much we talked. We talked some.
Three hours, it was me and you. We talked.
Some. We were busy doing stuff. We had to put stuff away.
No, but we got to know each other that day.
A little bit.
I would not have condescended to you the next day if I didn't feel I got a good gauge that first day that it was going to be, you know, not like anybody going to the bathroom crying.
No, that's not exactly me. No. I'd rather fire back.
Right, and you also understand that the whole marriage joke is just because at the time I met you, you were married, and then you were not married, and then you got married again very quickly. So that, to me, is just, it was timing. If I had met you any other time in life, it probably would not have been a big thing.
But I wasn't married when we met.
Yes, you were.
No.
You were married.
No.
Because you were, one of the first conversations we had was you talking about how the divorce papers.
Oh, so like maybe technically we were married, but like I wasn't, like we weren't together.
Is this one of those things
it was technical.
Technical. But you were married.
It's all paperwork at that point.
Well, I'm not saying you were living with the person.
No, we weren't together.
No, you weren't living. But, okay. but the breakup had not happened too long beforehand. The traumatic event was in that calendar year. And you still had the last name of that person, because one of the two things we talked about the first day, it's really the only two things I remember that we talked about, where you were talking about how you needed to get your name changed back to your maiden name, and you were talking about how you needed to get the paperwork filed to do that.
Yeah, it was all technical then.
So, I was right.
I mean, I think I was going by my maiden name, but it wasn't legal at that point. I mean, I think that was using my maiden name, but it wasn't legal until all the paperwork was done.
That's just, so people hearing me make fun of your marriages probably think that's rude, but really it's based upon when I came into your life. Because it was literally, I met you in October, you were married, you went back to your maiden name in November, and then I think you were engaged before the end of the year was over.
That is not even an accurate timeline at all.
Well, give me the timeline. If I'm wrong, because that was pretty close.
That was not even close.
We met in October.
Yeah. I didn't even start dating again until it was April.
Now, is that technical?
No, that was actual.
I don't know if that's
so, like,
true either.
We weren't even together when I start. Your timeline of events.
Listen, I don't want to delve too deep into this because I know there's been litigation on your end through some of this stuff. But I'm just saying that when I met you, the same person who's in your life now, husband, was in your life then.
Right. But it wasn't. But that's what I'm saying. That's why the timeline that you're saying is really off. I think you just didn't know me prior. So anyway, I've never disputed the fact of the marriages. And I think, or like what you said is fact. I think what you say is a fact, but it still can be kind of rude.
Right, but I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm just saying that because I know you as a perfectionist in life, which is actually going to get to another point I'm going to make here in a second. As a perfectionist in life, the way you present yourself every day, the way you handled your marriages, and the way you handle competition are all very similar. And I don't know if you see them, but you don't like to be considered on the losing side. Like your, I think, biggest fear in life is to be needy, to be vulnerable.
Well, maybe. Like, I don't like to fail at anything. Like, but I think that's kind of normal. I'm not saying, I mean, obviously I failed, but I don't like to. Nobody likes to.
But all those things make you vulnerable. And I'm not saying you caused the failure in the marriage, because clearly you've come on this station and told what happened with the last marriage.
A long time ago, yeah.
We all know. So that would not be your fault. But I'm just saying, I think sometimes people do take the onus and they say, why couldn't I make that work, or why did I even choose that person to begin with?
Oh, definitely. I mean, everybody, yeah, for sure.
Right. So that's all I'm saying.
I still go through.
Hey, look at us. We're having a civil conversation.
Still went through that at the time, but like, you know, there's a point where you just gotta.
So now here's how and I want to explain this fully, because I think this competition has been misconstrued. Well, first of all, are you nervous or are you clumsy that you knocked over that blue cup?
Just clumsy. I'm not nervous.
Right over.
Yeah, I asked my kid here. I said, "What are we doing today?" Because I've had a chance to listen, so I'm really out of the loop.
Well, here's what happened this morning. I told the story again just to prep up that this was going to happen. But this has become a big radio thing. We've now had several people. Mary has commented. Sarah has commented. Ryan has commented. Trish has commented. I mean, there's a whole list of people now who've gotten in on this. And it's fun because I think it's like a football game. People love competition. But here's my whole take on the whole thing, because I think I'm getting put in a bad, condescending light in this whole issue. I'm not trying to be condescending. Here's what the thing is, and then I'm going to get to what happened this morning, and then we'll actually get to the competition. And this is really the Reader's Digest version of this whole thing. 2 years ago, beat you at a board game, okay? You did get perturbed that day when I said, I won. Oh, no, you didn't. We weren't even playing a game. But you got angry. Not like you were going to fist fight, but you got, why are you saying this? Is kind of the thing.
Right, because we weren't really playing the game.
Right, and you said, oh, at that time, and Michelle, if she's listening, and she couldn't come in today because of, so we're going to get you both in here soon. Mm-hmm. But we wish her well, and hopefully she'll be back soon. Well, next week, maybe in the weeks to come, she'll be back because she's got, I think she's closing on Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. She is.
Yeah. So, this would be great. So anyway, it'd be good to have both of you back because she set you straight. Now, so the board game thing happened,
yes. And
you got a little perturbed, and you said to me that day, you said, "Oh, we'll have a real competition, bowling," because I would have never picked bowling.
I think we had discussion before we said bowling, right?
Yeah, but I would never pick that.
I think it's a game, though, that, doesn't necessarily require strength.
Right.
It's not something we both are, avid bowlers,
no. And
one's going to,
destroy the other.
Right.
Exactly.
It was just kind of those things.
Fair footing.
Sure.
And it'd be a fun night, because we have hung out, Christmas parties on Valentine's
right,
Day.
Right.
You know, we've done that. Okay.
Right.
So, that happened. And then the pandemic comes in before the bowling can happen.
Right.
So, just totally blew that out of the water. Mm-hmm. So, then Linda comes in to the situation. She's not aware of any of this. And 1 week you call in to talk, and Linda happens to be here.
Right.
And when you get off the phone, one of the characteristics I gave to you, I think it was the day you were bungeeing.
Oh, yes.
Was that you are a sore loser, because I reflected back, because you were talking about how bungee's great and all this, and I said she will never admit to being anything but right because she's a sore loser, and I reflected back to that 2 years ago board game, because that was a time when you lost. So then I glare over at the computer at that point, and you're at that point you're saying, listen, you're wrong, and I'm athletic, and I'm really strong. Now, this hit me weird, because I'm thinking, as you said, bowling is not strength or athletic related.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself, why is she telling me this in regard to the point I'm making? Because it's not like I said, Linda, she's a weakling. I didn't say
yes.
it.
Yes. No, actually, you did. It's because I said it was strong, because you were saying, because Linda was saying how, when I was describing bungeeing, and I'm like, you use your own weight, and then you'll pop back up from that. And Linda was like, yeah, I guess it would take some, athleticism or strength or whatever. And I was like, yeah. And you had said that I'm not very strong, and that would be hard. And I was like, that's fine. I was like, listen, I am strong, and I can do it.
Okay.
So you were definitely
I was making fun of the bungee. I didn't think of that so much as a strength. I wasn't making fun of and I have said many times since that I'm not saying you're weakling. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that you are an average-sized girl.
Sure.
And genetically, as you have said, you're not saying you're stronger than a man.
Right.
Right. So, but that's basically all I'm saying, is if you walked into a room, and knowing you for whatever years now, I would not see you and say, oh, that's a strong girl.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
And I don't disagree with that. I don't think I did disagree with that. Right?
So how did we get in this quandary then? Because that's how we got to where we got.
Your smart mouth probably got us here.
No, I think because at that point you said, well, I'll show you how strong I am.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Right, I think that's what I said. Like, what would be fair? Because it's not like I can, what do I come in, like bench press something? Like, what?
Well, and don't do it. But did you not last week, you did not know we were going to be on camera. No, you said that. I didn't prompt this.
I thought last week was you did it because, I was coming in with Linda. Like, I didn't know this was a weekly thing. I said that when we sat down, why are we videoing
the show?
This again? No, the camera. Like, I didn't know that was a, every week you don't do this every week on a camera.
Depends on if somebody's here.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know that it was... And then today, there's nobody here. Like, I didn't know it was going to be, like,
you're
on
here.
Camera. Well...
When Linda's here, we do it.
It's awkward. Like, I'm, like, the only person on here, though. That's weird.
No, not really.
Kinda.
Okay. In any event, we got to get all your people in, you know? Last
Who
week, your people were... I don't know. They were right there.
Oh. I don't know.
So, any event, you come in last week... And you say on the camera, mm-hmm. you knew you were on camera. This would not happen on radio. I say to you, I'll show you how strong I am, that sort of thing, because you're defiant. And I said, how? And you said, well, if I didn't have long sleeves on, I would show you. Now, you said that, and that's where I said, again, you don't strike me as like the Serena Williams, that this is going to be impressive. And right. Oh, my goodness, people are going to be like, oh, go watch out for her.
Right.
She's coming down the hall.
And I wouldn't compare myself to, like, Serena Williams.
So that's all I'm saying. So before you do anything, and before we get to the big competition, that's my side of the story, and I'm sticking to it.
Fair.
You pick what was wrong in there, and why did you do those things which got us to this point?
I don't know. I don't know how. I don't even know what got us here, other than me saying, like, because before we said we'll do a competition against each other, like, for,
true.
Like, cornhole, you know.
That would have been fine.
You know, kind of same thing as bowling. Yeah, and then I don't know how it got you. I said, tell me what I need to do to prove that I'm strong. Like, in your eyes, do I do this and I'm strong? But then you said we were competing against it, which...
No.
I didn't say that.
I did not say we were competing against each other. That was the audience inflection.
Oh, okay.
What I said was, I don't think you're strong. And they said, that's when I got the suggestions. Running, which you can't run on radio.
No.
That ain't going to work.
No.
And push-ups and sit-ups and arm wrestling and thumb wrestling. Oh, and there's another thing we have to clear up, by the way. The thumb wrestling thing. Because I said, there's no way I'm ever going to do that. Because you have man hands. Now, that's not me. I did not say that about you. You said that about you.
Yeah, no, everybody does. I have big hands.
There you go.
That's not an insult by Scott. I'll admit that.
Right. So, because I said that today with somebody on the line, and I said, I'm not thumb wrestling her because she's got the man hands. And, there you go again. And I said, no, that's not. I didn't even create that.
Yeah. No, so, like, I could actually palm, like, a basketball in sixth grade.
Why? Put your hand up. Yeah. How did you get the hands like that?
I don't know. I think I have hands like my grandfather. That's what everybody said. You have Lane hands, so they all think I have like...
Is that Kentucky hands?
I don't think that's the same. I mean, he was from Kentucky, but I don't think that's the same thing. He just has these... The men in my family have these... My son has them too. His Owens.
But your son would be normal.
Right. I'm the girl who got
right,
them.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how that happened, but yeah. So I got gigantic.
Genetics.
Here, aren't they?
So, but because it's a competition, I think that's why so many people have weighed in. Just like this morning, Sarah called in.
Okay.
And Sarah's intake this morning, and I hope she's listening. She said, this is why we waited till 12:30, because she was going to go to lunch, and she wanted to listen to this. Because Sarah said, because she got back on the arm wrestling kick.
Oh.
And she said, are you saying that she can't beat you? Because she said, I've seen you. And I think I could beat you.
Oh, she did.
To me. Which, again, maybe she could.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But the point was, is again, I'm not saying that you're a weakling. I'm not saying, that's not my point. And I'm not even saying that there had to be a competition between you and I.
Right. That's why I said to you the other day, like, I don't know where that came from.
Wasn't me.
Okay.
So,
it wasn't me.
So, that came in this morning.
As far as, like, a physical competition. We had said before, like...
Are these really physical competitions?
It's not like you and... It's kind of physical.
It's not like you and I knocking each other out in the
parking lot. You have not yet told me what I'm doing, so...
That's because I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But so that came in this morning. That was call number one.
Okay.
And then there was a suggestion that I... Because, again, in the non-competition vein, that you would be doing push-ups.
Right.
And we would just see how many you could do in, like, 2 minutes.
But I would have to know, like, what would equal strong. You know, 2 minutes is a long time, too.
Well, see, I mean,
being here on the air. Like, we would have to do that off the air or something, right?
Well,
like,
I'm giving you a chance to negate yourself here.
No, I'll do what you want me to do. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. What is the threshold? Like, you have to do so many, and then I'll say, you're strong. Like, there has to be some sort of...
So you have to have a goal.
Well, I think that you can say, oh, well, you did, you know, however many, but that's not enough. Like, I think I have to know... it's fair to know what I'm working for to have Scott say, you're strong.
Well, here's what you've never been able to answer. What is your definition of strong? I don't quite understand that.
I don't know either. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well,
I
you said it, though. I didn't say it.
I feel like I'm stronger than...
Because somebody chimed in last week.
Like anybody, whatever, I don't know.
Like somebody chimed in last week and said, are we talking about emotionally strong? And I said, well, I don't think that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We're talking about physical.
Right, we kind of said that.
And then, but then you came back and you said, well, I'm not talking like I'm stronger than a man.
Right.
And I'm not talking like, so I don't really know what the gauge is here.
Right, I agree. I don't either. That's what I've asked you all week. Like, what's my...
It's been a fun thing to talk about, though, because it got the audience engaged, which is what you want to do with all of it. I told people, it's like, well, I think I've told you, I don't think I've said it online, but it's kind of like the Geraldo Journal, that the Geraldo Journal was not a setup, but had he not come on, it would have been very anticlimactic
at
the
end. Right.
But the fact that he did come on, it was like, wow.
So I'm like Geraldo right now in this scenario.
Well, if you win. See, that's the problem. This is what I was saying to you the other day, and this is a little behind the scenes. I think I can say this. This is not like a private conversation between you and I. The other day after one of the shows, when we were still trying to figure out what to do, knowing that you were coming in, I said, politely, I said, hey, I don't want you to look bad. So... Really, because I don't know. How strong are you? Because you've already threatened to flex your bicep on the air. You have said you're strong, and competitions are in the process here.
Uh-huh.
And so I said to you off air, I said, how strong are you really? Because I don't want you to come in and look bad. I was trying to help you. And you snapped back at me and said, I don't care how I look.
Yeah, you know, I think you were actually, like, trying to gauge what your competition was at that point.
No. I was trying to help you.
I don't, like, I'll try, like, I'll do anything. You know that, like, I don't care. I mean, I ran with the kids on the hall, which you still talk about. Like, yeah, I don't care. Like, that doesn't bother me, though. Like, I have a hard time turning down, like, a competition or, like, a dare or whatever. Like, it's just my nature. Like, I just, like, I don't win all the time, but I always have fun doing it, so why not?
See, that is the point.
But you always say I'm a sore loser. Like, I've done things before that I know I'm going to lose at. I don't care if I can have
fun you like to
doing
lose.
It.
Like, I don't think whatever competition I would pick that... Now, I'm not saying you're, like, going to get angry when you lose. But what you... I think as the competition's going on, or when the rules are set, you would really want to win. You are serious about... playing whatever it is.
I mean, to some extent, yeah. Like, when I was racing those boys down the hallway, like, I knew I wasn't going to win, but I...
But you tried.
Had a good time. Of course. Like, I'm not going to turn down their challenge. So, like, hey, you want to race? Well, heck yeah, I'll race you. Let's go. Like, that's fun. I don't care.
So that's all I've been saying.
Yeah, but I wasn't afraid of, like, looking bad or... That doesn't bother me.
Well, see, that's a problem I have with some of these competitions, because I think I come off looking bad if I lose some of these, because I've said this on the air, it's no great thing to beat a girl, because genetics come in, and people think, well, you should be able to beat a girl.
No, yeah, I get that.
So if you don't beat a girl... then you're really a loser. But if you do, people just say, well, you beat a girl. Big deal.
I mean, so I feel like that's why it's weird for strength competitions or something like that.
Well, that's why I don't know why you know what shocks me about you in a way? I'll tell you. Now, this is a little insight. Because when Sarah called in this morning, she was, I'll take you. You know, that's what basically it was this morning. And I said, listen, I'm not saying that I can beat anybody. I am not going to the gym every day.
Uh-huh.
But you have been kind of submissive in the whole thing, which is shocking to me because it's the only time I think I've ever known you where you've been a little submissive about any type of competition.
As far as what? Like,
you're not... I'm going to beat you.
Oh, no. I'll give it a try. Like, I'll try anything. How do you not know that about me by now? I'll give it a try.
Give it a try is different, because you're saying, well, if I win, if I lose, I don't care how I look, da-da-da-da-da.
I mean, I think if I said I'm strong and I don't make an effort, everybody would be like, that's not good. So, like, you know, if you there's a threshold of strong for you, like, why would I not try to attain it? What are they going to say? Oh, she's not strong.
Right, but you didn't come at it like, you know, like last year when we did the fruitcake toss, everybody who entered that fruitcake toss said, I'm going to win the fruitcake
sure.
toss. And they didn't. Only yeah. one person won, and it was somebody who'd never talked any type of trash.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of shocking to me that you would not say, I'm going to win.
I'm not, like, a sore winner. I'm not a sore loser.
What's a sore winner?
I don't, like, I'm not going to, like, wouldn't, like, throw it in your face or say, I'm going to beat you. I'm not, like, a trash talker. Like, that's not
no,
me.
But in, I think in your mind, you think you will win no matter what the competition is.
No, I don't think so. I think I'll give it a try.
You think you'll lose?
No, I think I'll give it a try. I don't care. I told you the other day, I don't care how I look. I'll do it. Like, nobody's going to challenge me to do something and be like, no, I won't try. Like, that's not me.
So anybody could challenge you to anything and you would do it?
I mean, within a reasonable suggestion, probably.
Has anybody ever dared you to marry them? Because I get the
yeah.
feeling this might
yeah.
have happened.
That's what happened.
That's what happened. All 26 and 27.
Yeah, that's 28
and
29.
Oh,
but who's
my.
Gonna...
Well, what an interesting conversation. No, but you know what this gets down to is really the competition nature of America. You know, we're a very competitive society. We give trophies to everybody now, and you don't like that.
I don't like that.
See, this is the point. Why is that?
Because you have to earn it.
Well, how do you earn it?
You work for it. If you lose, you work harder. You get better.
You earn it by winning, right?
Well, you earn a spot to play by practicing harder. You earn a spot to do whatever you're doing. If you don't, like, you don't get a trophy just because you, like, participated. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, congratulations, you were on the team. Like, that's, what is that?
Well, no, but I mean, what if you play every week, but let's say your team doesn't win anything?
Oh, that's okay, as long as you're trying your hardest.
So you're okay for trophies?
For winners, people that earn it.
By the way, if anybody has any input, they can call in. I assume Sarah's out there listening right now because we waited till 30 minutes past the hour for her.
Okay.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say at this particular point. So that'll be interesting.
It will be.
So what's your feeling on the whole thing as time goes by?
I still feel the same way. Like, I don't know. You haven't told me anything about what I'm supposed to be doing. I mean, you say, what? I don't... Am I nervous? But I don't even know what I should be nervous for.
See, you came in nervous. I don't know why you came in nervous.
I came in clumsy. I knocked over the cup.
See, I can't imagine you would ever be nervous.
No, I'm not.
I think you're nervous to lose to me because I think here's what... Because you are afraid... Here's what you're... No. Here's what it is. Here's what you're afraid of. Because you know that I will never, never, ever let you live it down for two reasons. Number one, it would be the second win that I have, not only in a board game, but in a strength competition.
No.
And then number two, it would be that you are the one who provoked this whole thing, and then you lost.
I don't know if I provoked it, because I never challenged you to a competition other than, like, we said bowling or whatever. And your board game story is just plain BS. Like, that's all I have to say about it.
Was there a board game in the room?
We were not competing against each other. I was helping another student. Like, I was helping a student.
What if we had been?
Well, then I would have been a little bit more on point. I'd have been like, all right, let's go.
See,
there was no competition.
There it is.
No, I admit that. Like, but you can't say you win when I didn't know we were competing.
But in this
That's not a win.
But in this particular competition, you don't have that kind of vigor. Because you're a little unsure of yourself. You're a little nervous because you know you could lose.
No, I mean, I could lose. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not, like, I have the same vigor. Like, I'm not going to trash talk. I didn't even trash talk then. I didn't have a chance because I didn't know we were playing a game.
Now, what kind of competitions do you get involved in with at home?
Whatever the kids want. I mean, we play games inside, outside. Not so many board games anymore. They're a little bit older, but now and then. And it's not overly competitive, but I don't like... I've never been a mom that just lets my kids win.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
You're competitive.
No, they can know what it feels like to lose.
Now, so I guess, do you think you could take me in these competitions?
I don't know. I think I'd give it a try. Like, that's what I've said the whole time.
Because obviously, if again, you know, I compare you to Serena Williams, that there's no comparison.
No.
But in this particular, you know, it's not exactly like I'm over at the, you know, pumping iron every day.
Yeah.
No. So it's not like this is really, you know, this is me moving from behind a microphone.
I get it.
You know?
I get it.
So, you know, it could look bad if you would lose. Because me, oh, plus I'm coming off illness. You know, oh, there you go. I'm on, you know, the ills. So you should
so what do you want, like a head start or something? Is there saying whatever
don't be rude.
It is? I'm not being
don't be rude.
I'm asking what you're getting. No, I don't. Like, I have no clue what we're doing, so I can't say I'm not...
Well,
like,
we're holding
not
it out till the end.
Try.
That's the last thing you do.
What? I mean, okay. I'm not. I don't care. Like, whatever.
Well, which one do you think is in your favor?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't do push-ups. I can't even tell you the last time I arm wrestled.
Do push-ups.
I mean, I can't. No, I can do them, but it's not like I've ever timed myself to see how many I can do.
A real win for me.
I've never done that. I mean, I can do push-ups. I can do sit-ups, but again, it's not something I like compete at. So it's hard to say that. Yeah, I can do, you know, however many in a minute. I don't know how many you're supposed to do in a minute. What is that? I don't know.
No, but I will say, had it been thumb wrestling, you would have won with those man hands. Because, honest to God, I would probably have go into shock. It'd be frightening.
Yeah. I'd have tall thumbs. They, like, are like normal people's where they bend backwards. Mine don't have any bend. They're just straight up.
Right? That's just genetic, huh?
I don't know about the thumb thing. I mean, I guess the big hands probably are.
Now, I think we've had a pretty normal conversation today, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody said anything condescending or rude or...
No, I don't think so.
That's because we're getting close to competition time, and you don't want to trash talk before you get involved in a competition.
Right.
Where else do you have more fun than coming in here for 45 minutes?
Oh, nowhere. This is it.
Now, see, that was a little condescending.
No, I have a great time.
So you come in kind of all mopey, and by the time you leave, you're happy as could be, happy as a lark.
Mopey, I came in and I put my drink down
and knocked some things over. Yeah, knocked some stuff over. That's we had to rebuild the studio.
Sorry about that.
Well, it's just interesting. It's an interesting day to me because, competitions are interesting because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right. But I think you know what you're what are we doing? You haven't told me.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm still trying to deduce what would be. This is why I tried to have the conversation with you earlier, because I don't know exactly. That's why I'm asking you. What do you think is the most pliable competition at this point?
I really don't know. I mean, if we're doing physical things, like I don't know if arm wrestling, like you said, thumb wrestling, maybe.
We're getting a call.
I think we should do it. Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just wanted to call in there and wish Abby good luck.
Thank you. So, what are we doing?
Yeah, what's your vote?
Do you need any... We could do this tag team style. Like, I'm free until 1:30, so if you need backup, just tap me in and I'll take care of it for you.
No.
Love that.
Now with what competition do you vote for?
Arm wrestling.
Okay. That's one for arm wrestling.
Okay, toodles.
All right, bye-bye. All right. I don't know about that, because I don't think that it looks good for me in that competition.
Really? Is it the arms that are intimidating today?
No, because as I've said before, if I beat you, you beat a girl.
Yeah.
And if I lose... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it.
That's horrible.
We don't want to make you look bad.
Now, see? Now you're doing a little trash talking. That's so wrong.
I agreed with you. Like, I do agree with you. It's kind of any time...
That's a no win for me.
Right.
Okay.
I can agree with that.
Are you going to do the arm thing? We've waited a week for it. Do the arm thing.
There's no arm thing.
Come on. You got your short sleeves on.
There's no arm thing to do.
Be impressive.
No.
Okay, well.
I mean, last week I just was telling you, what are we supposed to do? I mean, are we not like...
God, did that make you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
You talk a little faster, I think, when you're nervous.
I'm not nervous.
No, maybe that would be impressive enough. I'd say, oh my goodness gracious, I've got to leave the house.
You would retract your statements and be like, you know, I think you are strong.
I don't think so, though, because I'm looking at you without sleeves on, and it's not like, oh.
Well, you made fun of my sweater. That's why I don't have sleeves on.
Well, no, I didn't make fun of your sweater. I complimented your sweater.
It looks like my grandma's.
Yeah, I said you remind me of my grandma.
I don't know that that's a compliment.
I loved my grandmother.
Right.
I don't know. To me, it's just, it's an interesting thing.
Okay.
Because now, see, it's just not...
What do we do?
I don't know. It's a tough decision to make.
It is. I thought you had this all planned. Like, I really thought I was going to come into something, and, I mean, if it was happening, which you said it was when I came in the door, like, I thought you were going to have a plan.
So when has that ever followed through?
Actually true.
Yeah. No, we're going to do it in the last 5 minutes, so we got about 5 minutes to go.
Right.
Yeah, what are you in a hurry about?
Oh, no, I'm not. I just feel like we're almost there, and we still don't know what we're doing.
It ain't going to take very long to do one of these competitions, let me tell you. It's going to be very, very quick.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Sure. Well, yeah. Definitely it'll be quick. I mean,
it's not like we're going to kill hours or something.
I mean, 2 minutes of push-ups is like 4 minutes between the two of us, and that's a long time.
Well, what is the number of push-ups that you would have to do?
You need to decide that. Like, you need to decide, if she does this many push-ups in this amount of time, like, I'm going to say she's strong. Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know how many I can do. I've never timed myself doing push-ups.
I wish I just had a gauge.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to say, if she does this many...
They'll give strong. Some kind of easy thing, like two.
Nah, come on.
They'll say two.
I mean, in reasonable.
But you say you don't do push-ups.
I know I can do them. It's not something I don't, like, do them to work out. I don't do them. I can't even tell you the last time I did a push-up.
You know, here it is. What is it you do that makes you think that you're strong? Maybe that's what we need to get into.
Well, we've talked about, like, I do whatever. Like, I do stuff at home.
Like what?
I don't, like, I'm...
Like, lift flower pots? What are you doing?
No, like, I can move, like, the couch and stuff. Like, I don't always ask for help when I do stuff. Like, I have...
I can move the couch.
Yeah, like, you know, pick it up.
Oh, you can pick the couch up.
Yeah.
And this is a sign
This is a certain amount of strength that, like, I can...
What kind of couch you got?
Things and carry things.
Does it have concrete bricks in it or something?
Yeah, lots of them. You know what I mean. Like, I'm able to, like... do things. I don't know.
Do the other men in your life, which is, you're surrounded by men. Do any of them feel that you're a strong person?
Yes, they're always like, man, mom, you're strong.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, by what are you doing? Lifting a couch in front of them?
Yeah. I'm saying, watch me be strong, boys.
You're funny. I don't think that's an accurate story.
You know, I wish one of my kids was listening or could call in and be like, you know, she is kind of strong. Because I think they'd have my back here, actually. And, you know, it takes a lot from a teenage boy to have, like, their mom's back, right? Like, I think they would be like, yeah, she's strong.
I don't know. All I know is your competitive nature has gotten you into this position.
It has. So here we are.
Yeah. And, here's the important part. What do I get when I win?
Pretzels and a diet pop. What else is there to give you?
Well, but I don't know how long that'll take for me to get those.
True. Doesn't matter. Next week.
Because my Christmas present last year came, like, weeks after.
Whatever. It was a weird year.
Valentine's Day. Yeah, you were rude on Christmas is what happened.
Yes, true. For a lot of good reasons. Anyway.
Not me.
Right.
They weren't good for me. Let's see. What would be? I'm just trying to gauge. You know, it's it's chess, really, because you want. No, it is because you pick something that you think you have the upper hand in.
Me?
Yeah, that's what you
I
do.
Don't know what I have the upper. I don't know what I really don't know what I have the upper. I'm not saying I have upper hand in doing push-ups or sit-ups or whatever. Why would that give me an upper hand?
See, I don't know that you.
I'm not an avid push-up person.
Too bad your couch is in here. We could just see you lift that up and... Yeah. We'd all be just so impressed.
True. You would.
I don't.
You really would.
Right. So, at home, you're moving the couch around.
I mean, I just... Whatever I do. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't... You know. Sometimes I just do it instead of wait for somebody to come around to help.
You know what I'm happy about is that this week, this was not an argumentative program.
Yeah. Nice.
Last week it was a little, you know, it might have been hard for people to listen to.
You were a little more condescending last week.
No, last week you hadn't been in a year. And we were talking about things that had happened in previous times.
Right.
And I think that's what did it.
And we don't necessarily agree on, like, that series of events.
Yeah, perceptions, yeah. Perception's everything.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the issues.
True.
So, that's what it is. But I don't think, in the end...
Uh-huh.
You seem, like, nervous or something over there.
I'm not nervous. I'm good.
Okay, good. In the end, the whole thing is based... I don't want to be blamed for any of this. Because when I win...
Okay.
I want it to be said that I my hands were clean.
What do I get if I win?
really, the chances are so small of that happening, I don't even know that we need to bring that up at this particular point. Because you agree with me that a man is going to win. Just, it's a genetic thing.
Well, it depends on what we're doing. I don't know what a man has to win if we're doing, like, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Okay, so, like, I didn't agree with you that a man was going to win.
No, you did.
If we did, like, a physical strength competition, like, if we're
seeing
how many
about?
Couches we can lift, then, like, I don't think I'm going to win that. But, I mean, like, I feel like...
How many couches you can lift?
Whatever it is.
Yes, how many couches you can lift?
I don't know. Whatever. I've never said I could beat a man in, like, a lifting competition or a running competition.
Well, thank God we don't have barbells.
Like, although I could... No.
No, what were you going to say there? Whoa, what was that? Slip that out. What was that?
I don't know it.
So you about said something there. What was that?
What was it? I don't know.
Liar.
I
really don't. What were you going to say there?
You made me lose my train of thought.
You were going to say something.
Mm-mm. I wasn't.
You're quite a thing here.
Quite a thing.
Quite a thing here today. I don't know. You better pick something quick. Now
Ellie, hurry. It's like 5 minutes.
Well, here's my feeling on the whole thing. It's hard to pick.
It is. So, what is it?
That's the clock.
What's going to make you say, Abby, you're strong?
I don't know.
You've had a week to think about this.
That's what I've been thinking about for a week.
I don't know.
I've just been sitting there thinking, how in the world could we get to the point of where we need to get to?
Right.
Well, let's see. I'm thinking about the push-up thing, but I don't know what a number would be. That's the whole problem.
Throw out a number.
And you're just going to get right down on the floor over there.
Not on the camera, but we can get down and count. Yeah, I'll do it. Just get down.
I can't leave the microphone here.
Right, that's fine, but, like, I mean, I can't. I don't care. Just set a timer.
Set a timer.
What else are you going to do? How else are we going to know how long it is?
I'll be looking at the clock.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's see here. It's 60 seconds in a minute, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I would say that you would have to do 20.
Okay.
Well, you think you could do 20?
I don't know. I honestly cannot tell you the last time I did push-ups. I've probably never timed myself at doing push-ups.
All right.
So I don't know.
I'm ready to watch. I'm going to count them.
But there's no camera.
There's no camera
while I'm doing.
I don't believe so. I don't believe there's any
what do you
camera.
Mean there's no, but you don't believe so.
No, I'm just looking to make sure the camera's off. Turning the camera off.
Are you telling me a story?
No, I just hit it. There's no camera on at this particular point.
I just have to do push-ups right here.
Right there. Well, now hold on, where I can see you, because I don't know what you're doing over there. Okay. Yeah.
Who's timing this?
Yeah.
You're watching the clock.
I'm watching the clock.
God.
All right.
Am I honestly doing this right now?
This is the most fun you've had. That is the worst push-up stance I've ever seen in my life.
How do you get a good push-up stance?
You're on your knees, for God's sake.
Right now.
Okay, get ready. Let me know when you want the timer to go.
Okay.
Now, the competition is 20 push-ups in 2 minutes.
No, it's in 1 minute.
Oh, in 1 minute. Excuse me. 20 push-ups in 1 minute. That's even worse. All right, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 16, 19. You're out of time!
21, 22,
23, 24, 25.
That was not 60 seconds.
Yes, it was 60 seconds. You were so close!
You're full of it! We need a whole timer.
No, I timed it right there. It was 17 in 1 minute.
That wasn't even a minute.
17 in 60 seconds.
I did 25 in like 30 seconds.
No, that was nice. You got Mike's over here, by the way. Come over here. Well, who are you yelling at? Come
right
on, come back to the mic. The show's not over.
You saw it, right?
Please come back to the mic.
Uh-huh.
Ma'am, your table's over here. Come back to the mic. All right, so there it was. Hannah, live.
We have a witness that says that was not 60 seconds, number one. And I did, like, 25 in, like, 30 seconds.
Okay, first of all, number one, I don't believe from what I just saw that you don't do that periodically.
I swear, like, I'm not joking. I don't do that periodically. When do I periodically do push-ups?
I don't know. Maybe it's part of your routine every day.
It's not.
But here, listen, I'm willing to say that that was not bad. You got over 10.
Oh, my gosh. You are... You won't say it.
Well, no, because I counted.
Your time was not 1 minute.
It was really 16.5.
Oh,
but I'm giving you credit for 17 in 60. Do you know how quick 60 seconds is?
Yeah, and that was not even 30 or 30. It was like 20. I did 25 push-ups in like 30 seconds, and you didn't even count them all.
Mm. Listen, God bless you. You did 16 push-ups.
I did not.
16.5. Most people probably couldn't do one.
You are so full of it.
No, listen. I got it right here on the paperwork's in. Right
no,
there.
No.
17 and 60 seconds.
But you just said 16 a minute ago.
Well, I'm giving you credit for one more because it was really, you were coming up on the...
Anybody listening saw that or heard that, whatever. It was not 60 seconds.
Then you started to count because you were trying to fix... You put the fix in.
Because you weren't counting right. You were missing, like, every single one.
I have learned to count in the years that I've been around.
I did three before you said the next number.
Well, we got 3 minutes left, so we ended up with a little bit of time left. So this is good. You did 16.5.
So let's have somebody else time it, and I'll do it again.
Now, look at you now. Now the competitive's coming out.
Because you just...
Now there's anger.
No, because you just undermined me. That's why. You're not... You're telling the truth.
We're spending our final 3 minutes doing a little recap.
Sarah, I won.
No, God bless you. You did 16.5.
Where is she at? She needs to come in here, and she should have witnessed this.
We can't have people coming in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
we needed a witness.
I don't trust her because she's biased. She's biased.
She can count, and she can time. That's all it is. Nobody has to be biased.
What, do you think I'm biased?
You didn't count, or time.
Listen, I want to let people know that I'll be on tonight from 8 to 10. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. No, you gave it a good shot. It was really good. You went for the gold. You were like Rocky.
I did 25 and 30 seconds. Not even, probably.
No, you did 17. I'll give you 17.
No.
But 20 was the goal.
I did 25.
So, what we'll say is, we can't say that you're strong, but we'll say, because 20 was the goal to be strong.
Sarah, I did it.
Listen, you had everybody on your side. You had them, and you were like Rudy. Have you ever seen the movie Rudy?
Yes, I have.
You were like Rudy.
You
were like Rudy, and they were chanting. You know, the game, and you're not going to get to play.
I got down on your floor and did, like, 25 push-ups in 30 seconds, and you're not even giving me, like, credit.
Yeah, first of all, I would have never gotten down on this floor,
Which, obviously, you're not going to. You're not doing it.
Well, no, that wasn't the competition between you and I.
Baloney!
That was just to prove you were strong. And you came very close to doing it.
I think I did.
You came within 3.5 of doing it.
Why do I do this to myself?
So, with a minute, what have you learned from
that
this competition?
You're full of... beans. You are full of beans. You can't count and you don't time. And obviously you tell stories. Mm-hmm. There, I said it.
Well, no, that's okay. You can say that I tell stories. Listen, I'm congratulating you.
No, you're not.
If you did 17 in 60 seconds, congratulations. You have all of my, whatever.
No. It's not a consolation.
You tried. You're just like you said about the kids. As long as you try your best, you're a winner.
I exceeded the goal that you set for me, though.
The goal was 20.
20 in 60 seconds. I did 25 in, like, 30 seconds.
Now we're down to a minute. But it was...
You can't time.
I gave you more time than you needed.
But see, you can't time.
But God bless you. You tried. This is the second thing you've lost at.
No.
You lost at the board game.
This is just going to prove to everyone that my board game story is accurate. Push-up scenario is accurate.
Whatever you want to believe. But the point is now on Monday I'll be able to report. We'll probably put this on the news.
Okay. Great news.
Huh?
That's great news.
16.5. It'll look good for you in a way.
Scott Spears, full of beans.
You're Rudy. What was his last name? Rudiger? You're Rudy Rudiger. You got in the game, boy, oh boy, you got in the game. They were chanting for you.
Can you imagine how many I would have done if they were, like, chanting my name?
Yeah, but they just, the pass was snapped, but you didn't go anywhere. You were, like, on the 10-yard line. I'm sorry. Oh, it's so sad. But,
it's time for you to head for the dugout yet.
It's a pleasure for you to come in today. And, how do you feel about all this?
I feel not great. Mm-mm.
Huh?
I don't feel great. You should just tell the truth.
I would never lie.
Sarah, I still won.
Well, listen, I'll be on 8 to 10 tonight, and I'm sure this will be a topic of conversation next week on the program, because heaven knows nothing ever stops, nothing ever goes away. But the final count in today's competition, the strength competition that we waited 2.5 years to get to, the goal set was 20 push-ups in 60 seconds, and Abby did a very good, admirable halfway job of getting 16.5 in 60 seconds.
I did.
So that's very
25 in 30 seconds.
I'll talk to everybody tonight. Thank you. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Government, local, state, and national.
Hi, this is Lulu Roman from the hit series Hee Haw, and you're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. You can also download the free tune.